Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisithe with the evening news. The headlines. Advisor Mathang Yantan calls for preserving indigenous varieties at first Northeast Festival of Rice. Principal Secretary Y. Kiketo Sema urges intensified community-driven conservation efforts. Naglin partners with IMD to strengthen weather forecasting. And India and Israel exchange multiple MOUs in several areas. Now the news in detail. The first Northeast Festival of Rice, Grains of Heritage, commenced today at Agri Expo in Dimapur. The event is organized by Indian National Trust for Art and Cultural Heritage, INTACH, Naglin Chapter, in collaboration with the State Department of Agriculture, ICAR Research Complex for Northeastern Hill Region, and the Northeast Zone Cultural Center. Inaugurating the festival, Agricultural Advisor Mathang Yantan termed the event historic and emphasized the cultural significance of rice for Northeast communities.
Rice is not just an agricultural commodity. Rice is life. Rice is culture. Rice is identity for all of us. From the cradle to grave, rice accompanies us. It marks our births, sanctifies our marriages, anchors our festivals, and crowns our harvest celebrations. Our songs, folktales, rituals, and oral histories are steeped in rice. In the Northeast, agriculture, especially rice cultivation, has always been about harmony. Harmony with nature, with seasons, with soil, water, forest, and community life.
Highlighting the region as a globally recognized hotspot of agrobiodiversity, Mr. Yantan said Naglin alone has more than 200 identified indigenous rice varieties, adopted over generations to diverse microclimates. However, he cautioned that many traditional varieties are at risk of degeneration and called for focused discussion during the festival. He also raised concerns over the impact of climate change on agriculture and stressed the need for climate-resilient, high-yielding rice varieties while preserving traditional germplasm.
Platforms such as this festival serve as vital bridges between tradition and science, between farmers and researchers, between culture and policy. The 2 days workshop initiated here must guide us in shaping policies that safeguard indigenous varieties, strengthen community systems, support farmers, and promote sustainable rice-based livelihoods across the Northeast India.
The advisor further informed that Naglin's new Agriculture Policy 2026 has received cabinet approval and will be implemented soon. He reaffirmed the collective responsibility to conserve seed heritage, support farmers, empower youth, and sustain rice-based livelihoods across the region. The two-day festival features technical sessions, craft section, and a marketplace with participation from all Northeast states. Principal Secretary, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Y. Kiketo Sema has called for intensified and community-driven conservation efforts amid declining forest cover and impact of climate change. He made the remarks today during the opening session of the annual review-cum-planning workshop of the Forest and Biodiversity Management in the Himalaya Naglin Project, FBMP. Mr. Sema underlined the importance of grassroots awareness and participation in sustainable practices, noting that most forest land in the state are community-owned. Emphasizing that conservation must become a people's movement, he advocated intensive and focused interventions, prioritizing ecologically sensitive areas. Principal Chief Conservator of Forest, Vedpal Singh, emphasized the need for measurable outcomes and called for strengthening components such as human-wildlife conflict mitigation to enhance public engagement and institutional support. The FBMP project is co-financed by the government of Germany's KfW and is currently being implemented in 6 districts covering 64 villages and 13 community conservation areas. The two-day workshop is reviewing progress of the project and charting the roadmap for the next phase of implementation. Information and Broadcasting Minister Aishwini Vaishnaw today said that synthetic content should not be generated without the consent of the person whose face, voice or personality has been used to create the content. Addressing a conclave in New Delhi today, he said the online safety of citizens and children is a responsibility of the platforms.
Platforms must take the responsibility for the content that is hosted by them. The online safety of children, the online safety of all citizens is a responsibility of the platforms. Non-adherence to these principles will definitely make them responsible because the nature of internet has changed now, and synthetic content should not be generated without the consent of the person whose face or voice or personality has been used to create the content.
Mr. Vaishnav said that the time has come for platforms to take proactive action against cyber fraud and cyber crime. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Nagaland's Department of Higher Education has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the India Meteorological Department IMD to strengthen weather forecasting and atmospheric research in the state. The MOU was signed today at the Directorate of Higher Education in Kohima in the presence of Higher Education Minister Temujin Imna Along and officials from both sides. Under the agreement, the Government of India will install one X-band polarimetric Doppler weather radar at Dimapur Government College under the Centre's Mission Masoom scheme. The collaboration is expected to improve understanding of weather hazards specific to Nagaland and support more accurate operational weather forecast. The MOU will remain valid for 20 years. India and Israel today exchanged multiple memoranda of understanding MOUs on several areas, including cultural exchange, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI and advancing education through artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said the India-Israel relationship is founded on deep trust, shared democratic values and profound human sensitivities. He said both sides have decided to elevate the time-tested ties to a special strategic partnership.
आज हमने क्रिटिकल एंड इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजी पार्टनरशिप स्थापित करने का निर्णय लिया है। इससे एआई, क्वांटम और क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग को नई गति मिलेगी। मुझे खुशी है कि इजराइल में यूपीआई के इस्तेमाल के लिए समझौता किया गया है।
Mr. Netanyahu said Israel and India are bent on innovation and added that they have decided to hold a government-to-government meeting in India soon. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that road safety is an important and crucial subject for the country, expressing his concern over the rising number of road accidents in India. Speaking at the National Conclave on Road Safety in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari said India witnesses nearly 5 lakh road accidents every year, resulting in about 1,80,000 deaths.
Everywhere we are now going to use performance audit. The financial audit is very important, but performance audit is more important than financial audit. So today we are taking special preventive measure about it. Now our automobile industries, rules, regulation and standards are equivalent to the world standard.
The Nagaland Directorate of School Education has informed all heads of schools, both government and private, that no student must be denied admission for not having an Aadhaar card. The Directorate has instructed all concerned authorities to ensure strict compliance with the order. And in local sports, Puchuri Wrestling Association PWA conducted its Maiden Wrestling Championship Cum training at Mellori today. Altogether, 13 wrestlers participated in the event. Dakoye Sharu emerged as champion, with Hamtepa Chase and Katsilo secured the first and second runners-up positions, respectively. The event was held ahead of the first NWA Provisional Unit Championship next week. And now, To end the news, here are the main points once again. Advisor Mathang Yanthan calls for preserving indigenous varieties at first Northeast Festival of Rice. Principal Secretary Y. Kiketo Sema urges intensified community-driven conservation efforts. Naglin partners with IMD to strengthen weather forecasting. And India and Israel exchange multiple MOUs in several areas. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.